5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're here in another program to do healings with all of you. If you're new to the program and never heard about the Creation Lightship, it's what Jesus used, that where he came from 2,000 years ago, and he came here to teach ascension. And the same things hold true 2,000 years since then, and this is kind of what this show is about, is to help you connect with your spirit, to get you more fully in your body with your spirit. So if you choose to do the ascension program, the process, then you're able to do that. And the main thing is to be fully conscious and to be in your body with your spirit. This is what it's about. The Lightship only works with heart energy. They don't work with mind energy. The mind energy is considered the darkness. Remember, anything that's in the mind is actually judging. So you want to be in discernment. And when you're in discernment, then you're able to stand back and not judge, and the energy works much better for you. When you're in judgment, though, what's happening is that you're probably judging because you have a predisposition upon what you're judging, which is passed on to you by your ancestors. So whatever situation you're dealing with is typically from them, and you're actually going through a process to help clear your body out from whatever's happening to it. Remember, the body has a short lifetime now compared to what it used to have, only because of judgments that's stored inside of it, because the life force energy from your spirit cannot integrate fully with your body because of the judgments. And number two, most people, the spirit gets tired and you don't want to be here because of the traumas that are here. The Lightship never created duality, and the duality was brought here by our space brothers, the Galactic Federation. And they brought in religions and everything else that separated you from your spiritual divinity, which is the spirit inside of yourself. This is why it's so important to go within. And this is the whole process and teachings of the Lightship. We probably have about 300 archives now, I would imagine. And they're all basically the same thing, the same teachings, which is to go within and to experience your own divinity. It's never outside of yourself. And people ask me, they say, well, what about the energy of God? Well, and we pray to God when we go to churches. Well, that energy is not the Lightship energy. This is the energy brought here by the Space Brothers. You know, check out the movie, 10,000 BC. It'll be an eye-opener for you. If you notice that people are praying to this God energy, which is not the divine energy, but it's called a God energy, and this God energy is causing negative things in people's lives. So it's a very nice movie to watch. Maybe you may not like the violence in it, but it is kind of true of the history here on the planet of the God plane energy. So what we have in the God plane energy is we have different cultures, different religions believe that there was something outside of themselves, some God energy. Very possibly a UFO came down from the sky, you know, very believable. We'll say it happened, let's say, 200 years ago or even a couple thousand years ago. And all of a sudden you go, wow, this thing's really something. It must be, you know, a God from the sky, because we can't do that. So what happens is people start to believe in whatever dogma that extraterrestrial being was talking about or doing, and people started worshiping this, and these are kind of like occult teachings, and this is kind of the religious background that we have around this planet. And unfortunately, these energies never wanted you to go inside of yourself to connect to your own divinity, and it was probably not really talked about. People may have had intuition, and all of a sudden when these energies came here from the God plane, which people pray to and worship deities, energies like this here, you're just deluding yourself out. There are energies on the planet here that are from the God plane that work in duality, and these energies at times can help you clear away some of the densities. And so it is kind of a mixed bag of tricks at times, because some energies that are used for, say, witchcraft, et cetera, can be used maybe not necessarily in a positive way, because everything that's used in that type of venue and other type of modalities are normally going against your free will. It isn't always the case, but typically it would be. So the light ship gave you free will, free choice, and you're just stuck here because of that situation of the forced reincarnation being taught to you by these extraterrestrial energies. And a lot of the masters, like I mentioned before, have come down from the God plane, and they go from the God plane to here, and all they know about is that God plane energy, which is in duality, and they pass on, go up to the God plane with their spirit, get told the same stuff over again, and reincarnate over again, and over and over and over. They may pick their particular body that they want to come into in the next lifetime. They may tell people about that body, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, all of a sudden that spirit pops up again, and people go, yep, this is the same guy, and they can do tests. And the spirit may have the remembrance of being here over again. Well, that's strictly the God plane energy. That's not the divine energy of Source, although they don't know the difference, and because it sounds like it is Source energy to them, they may think that this is all that there is, but there's so much more. So much more love energy out there. So the whole process is to connect with yourself, with your own divinity, go within. This is the teachings of Jesus and probably many, many other masters that have come here. And if you boil down all the teachings, they'll normally indicate that you must go within and not go outside of yourself. Don't dilute your spiritual energy and give it away, because you're doing that in the process of being here on this planet, connecting to these false idols, which people worship, and connect with them for favors. So anyway, go at the end, and this is the whole process. So we'll switch gears here slowly. I'll put a different hat on here, and we'll do an entity clearing. And what I will say just before that, if you're back east or anywhere, our show on Friday is 2 hours earlier. So for the people back east having a show which was on Friday normally at midnight, now it's at 10 o'clock. So you want to come on about 5 minutes earlier onto the show. So it starts at Pacific Standard Time at 6:55, and Eastern Time would be 9:55. So come on a little bit earlier than this show here, and you're going to have a wonderful time as we do the same process as we do on this show here. And we talk and do healings on every one of the shows that we have. But for the people back east, I decided to lower and change time frames. And we're on station 2 instead of station 1, so you want to take notes of that. So here we go. I'm going to do an entity clearing. Remember, entities are emotional bodies of people who have passed on. They're ghosts. There are people who use these entities for healing at times. And I don't have any real comment on that too much. There are people out there who say they channel information from maybe these emotional bodies of doctors, and they get information, and it is correct a lot of times, but you want to just be careful with how you're being healed and what type of healing is being done to you. Remember, your mind will not always tell you the truth. Your spirit will, so this is why you must go inside. And, you know, I'd hate to be healed by a bunch of ghosts. There was a person that I can remember quite a while ago, and he got put in jail because he would go to the hospital, and somehow he had clients posing as a doctor. And then he would go into the hospital and get a team of people and, I guess, just get a room and do operations. And I'm sure that he was probably maybe possessed or guided by these emotional bodies of doctors, and he was doing surgeries on people. So you might remember that, but anyway, this is kind of what happens. So you want to be very careful and always ask your spirit to go within, drop down what you'll be doing in about the next 5 minutes to your heart center and get your answers. So here we go. We're going to take away some entities from you, going from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head, just taking them away instantly here. Have some nice questions here on the fast chat. I'll have to read them in a few minutes here. Okay, here we go. Going to their waist area now. There we go. One question is about entities, people not knowing what they are. Yeah, that could be scary for the first timer, knowing that you have things inside of your control in your life. One lady called me up a long time ago. She goes, "Oh man, I just went to a psych and said I had an entity. And can you take this entity out of me?" I go, "Well, yeah, you probably have one, but you may have hundreds, if not thousands, which most people have." And just one for her was overloaded in her mind. You know, she couldn't believe that she could have more than one. But I did a healing on her, and she felt much better getting rid of, you know, a whole bunch of these things. But the main thing is that we collect them. They come to us, and the reason why we collect them is because you're not on your body 100%. You're not guarding your special holy temple, which is your physical body. So this is why the show strictly talks about getting into your body with your spirit. Don't go outside of yourself. You know, by all means, don't pray to these extraterrestrial gods that are around you, which will connect you to the dark side. This is what was brought down to us here in our religious teachings. So here we go. Most of these are out of us now. We're working with the head area, going up our neck to our head. Here we go. We had a wonderful session as I'm clearing this here today. We did, every Wednesday we do water charging. It's a special conference call that I have. And we charge water for each day of the week. And so each water is different. It will taste different for you. And the light ship puts in divine light codes into the water. And you're able to actually typically taste the difference each day. You may actually see the light beams that helps you charge the water. And it's just a wonderful conference call. And then you're with the light ship with this divine water to help you to bring in these divine frequencies to you, which will help you on the ascension process. And the fee for that is $60 if you're interested. And the water actually, you know, changes its form. It'll get bubbles in it for a lot of people. These are sealed bottles that will get bubbles. So anyway, here we go. Entities are released. We're going to bring you more back into your body. And again, just sit back and relax. If you feel tingles or warmth, that's because your body's having a healing from your spirit. Your spirit is your healer. Nothing can heal you typically but your spirit. This is what you want to have come to you, because it works in divine love. Here we go. Coming in with your spirit. The energies that are coming to you now are going to be working with you, coming into your heart center. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here's more of your spirit coming back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, we'll do a chakra alignment and go to your heart center. We'll just do them really fast here so we can do some more healing work with you. So we'll just go from the heart, open that up, and there we go. Throat chakra, sixth chakra, and power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. There we go. And just do an opening now. I'll just count to 10. I'll be opened up for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. And this is your mental body. This is what you think with, the thoughts inside of your head. And we're going to drop that down. It could be your ego self. This is the part of you that must surrender to the divine energy. Here we go. Dropping down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, we'll call it. Your thoughts. First floor is your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just put some music on. Stay in your heart center and ask for guidance, ask for healing. Okay, we had a question right off the bat on the fast chat here, and the question was, does the body have a mind? Well, yes it does, so I'll describe that to all of you. You often wonder how your body heals itself, okay? Remember, the body has its own internal mechanism for healing, and that works with love energy. And this love energy is controlled by a mind, which is what I call the mind of the body. And this is heart-based energy of mind that is from the earth spirit, because the earth spirit created your body of the elements, and it gave to you this wonderful mind energy for the body. Now, this is not the mind energy in your thoughts, okay? The thoughts that you think are completely different. This is why your body works the way it does. And your thoughts that you think of mentally inside of your head is what causes the problems as you start to judge things, because it all of a sudden takes mind energy, which we'll just, in a sense, call it the dark energy, the extraterrestrial energy, the mind control that's being transmitted to you daily, and that's by the planets. There's thousands of them that I clear from people. It's from extraterrestrial sources that are from the dark side. So all these energies come to you, and these are all energies to prevent you from having your spirit connect with you in the heart. Well, it also interferes with your body-mind energy. So So remember, this is love energy, and your spirit connects with that love to love for healing. Now, if for some reason, the mind of the body's energy, this love energy, is disrupted in its flow through the heavy imprinting of, say, mass mind, mass consciousness, the ET energies, etc., then at that point, it's very difficult to have a healing. And this is all of the thoughts of your ancestors, too. So if you just kind of visualize, if you would, this beautiful spirit of your body, okay? Remember, your body has a spirit. We're not talking about the emotional body, but your actual physical body. And this physical body that you have, that spirit energy from the earth spirit, is pure love energy. I brought in on many shows the divine energy of the earth spirit here, and this is a portion of that, just a small drop of that beautiful love energy from the earth spirit. And it's also inside of you. And this energy needs to be fully conscious, and it can get corrupted very easily. And from that point, once it gets corrupted, then your bodies become also contaminated, and they cannot bring in love energy because they're also in judgment. So the invisible bodies need to be cleared along with the mind energy that controls your body's functioning. So what we'll do is just a sample healing here for you. And I hope I'm making the point here of what I'm attempting to tell you. So remember, you have something inside of you. This is why people say, well, your subconscious mind is what really controls your body's functioning, okay? Your stuff that happens to you, your heartbeat and et cetera, that's all done, and your breathing, that's all done through this beautiful energy that is from love energy from the earth spirit. Okay, here we go. So we're going to do just a sample clearing here. We'll just see how this works for all of you. And I'll just go back again 5 days here, and we'll just see if we can clear out some energies from you. I don't know how this is going to affect you. It'll be positive, but you might just focus on a condition that you're dealing with where the mind energy of love that controls your body's functioning is kind of not working properly. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and then we'll do today cleared here. Okay. So if we have any questions here, you might just go on the fast chat if you didn't understand that, what I was talking about here. Hopefully you did. So we have a body that's a spirit, we'll call it, because it's invisible, we can't see it, and this is what helps and keeps your body functioning properly. And the spirit that's in your heart center needs to connect with that other spirit. They're both in love energy. Remember, love attracts love. They'll resonate equally fine. And this is how your healings take place. So if the spirit of your body is corrupted, then your spirit that looks out of your eyes may have a hard time even recognizing it or finding the problems, okay? So here we go. We're going to do another sample healing here. And we're going to do an emotional clearing. This is what you want to start off with as far as having lightship healings here. And we'll go the same process here. Just relax here. And you can see how this works for you. You may feel a little calmer, more relaxed after this healing here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and these are just sample clearings. They're between 80 to 90% completed. The light chip cannot do 100% on these clearings because they have to do your complete lifetime. Okay, let me see here. Anything on the fast chat that's come in? Nothing yet here. One thing about dreaming here. I would say dreams are just switching gears slightly here. Dreams are probably maybe information that you may want to get. A lot of people have dreams that are negative, and that would be your parallel life bleeding through to you. So that's not a good situation. Okay, next we're going to do some healing here. And we have Ed that asked a question here. He mentioned said God plane equals ET equals white light. Okay, so first of all, there are different colors of light that we have, okay? Now, again, we'll say who created the white light? Where are you bringing that white light from? Okay? The source energy does not bring you any of these frequencies because you have it all inside of yourself, okay? So when you go outside of yourself and request a healing, where is that energy coming from? Most people will tell you that these different frequencies are coming from source energy, which is not the case. So I'll be stepping on a lot of toes at this process here, but this is these are all God plane energies, okay? Some of these may have been put in place by some of the masters that have come here. They may have held or are holding the space from the light ship and bringing in these energies to you. Are these energies 100% in pure love energy? That's hard to say. Remember, the God plane energies can be completely out of balance also. And they're not source energy, so the God plane energies that you bring into yourself or ask for prayers, requesting prayers to bring in an energy to someone else or to yourself or whatever color, frequency, array you wish to bring in or whatever master you bring in, these energies, unless you're working in your heart center, are not going to be from your spirit, because your spirit will bring you these energies if they're divine energies, and your spirit has these energies with it, okay? So just thinking inside of your head you want to bring in white light, and you're sitting there maybe meditating inside of your head, and maybe going outside of your body, and you think that you're bringing in white light, well, you're bringing in the energy from the God plane. And like Ed said, the God plane is extraterrestrial energies only. It's not source energy. It's extraterrestrial energies, and these energies are not of the light. They may hold some light frequencies to them, but they will never be 100% of the light. This is why you must go to your spirit and have your spirit be at the gateway and bring in the energies to you. If it is 100% of the light, your spirit will pass it. If it's 99.9%, it will not, because it will corrupt your spirit and your body. It will only bring in pure light energy to it. But your spirit has 100% light energy anyway, so why would you wish to go outside of yourself and bring in something that could corrupt you? So this is, again, the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. So what we're going to do now is just put some music on, and we're going to bring in some peace energy. If you wish to come and scroll down on your screen to the Creation Lightship Healing site here on Don's BBS Radio site, just scroll down and go about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and I'm going to bring in some peace energy from the light ship. This is bypassing the God plane energy. Remember, the God plane energy also has peace energy, and the God plane can mimic the light, which would be the light ship's energy, 99.9%, and it can look like the same energy, but it's contaminated. So you always want to ask your spirit, and definitely during any of these healings too, this is what I would recommend, is always ask your spirit to be the one that brings the energy to you. This is how you're going to tell if you're getting false information or false teachings or an energy that's going to cause you harm. This is why we do the mind-to-heart drop, so that you get centered into your heart center. So here we go. We're going to bring in some peace energy to the light beam. And again, just sit back and relax, and we'll put some music on and just see how your body's feeling as you run peace energy through it for healing. Okay, so I'm asked to explain the body-mind again. So the body-mind is pure love energy. It's a communication process to all of the cells in your body from the spirit that was created and given to you by the earth spirit. Okay, that's in your body. And what happens is when this spirit or energy flow from the spirit or energy blockages in your body gets contaminated, gets out of distortion, out of integrity, then things will start to happen to you also. And you may not ever get a healing because this energy body, this worker, we'll just call it, maybe you just look at it like a doctor in a laboratory, okay? And you have just one doctor, and it's running all around doing all these things, doing experiments on different illnesses that could come to you. Maybe you have a cold that's starting, but it knew that it was coming down the pike, okay? So all of a sudden it goes, well, a cold is coming here. Let me go into the laboratory and see what's causing that. And maybe this information is tainted because of the dark side agenda that was brought into your belief system a long time ago. So it doesn't have all the information to cure that, okay? It can do it eventually, but it can't be instantaneous. So then it asks your spirit for assistance also. This is what's looking out of your eyes, okay? And your spirit goes, yeah, I can help you, but we have to find the spiritual blueprint that your body has, but it's contaminated and corrupted. So it's hard to give a healing because you might be missing pieces of that energy. Maybe the dark side took it away from you. But your main little doctor in the laboratory says, man, I'm just confused because I've had so much trauma, so many things happening here that I just have a difficult time doing a healing on the body because I'm confused. And I lost my spiritual integrity because of the past programming by the ancestors and false beliefs. And your spirit then can only go so far with the healing process because the mind of the body cannot hold spiritual integrity. And this is why we also don't have healings that take place instantly. What the light ship does, it will heal you on the light ship 100% because it can bring up everything with you. But when you come back down here, all the densities of traumas and the emotions and the bodies that are brought forth that stay here, that are here to protect your physical body from actually being disintegrated or killed because of the traumas here, get wrapped around you. So you put on that old musty coat again, and the healings won't work sometimes because of that process. And the mind of the body also has a problem because it needs to be also healed. So hopefully this sample healing has helped you somewhat, and it may describe to you what's going on, why sometimes you cut your finger and it heals instantly, and other times it may take quite a while. Or maybe you have a problem, maybe you catch a cold 1 year. Typically they claim that the cold season happens, you know, in the end of the year here, okay? Or the flu season or whatever. And remember, that's being mind-controlled, and they're probably bringing in germs or strictly maybe attacking your poor mind of your body so it can't function properly. And all of a sudden, you start getting some type of condition or illness. And so what happens is you're told that if you take this certain type of maybe drug or something, whatever it would be, I don't want to use the word drug, that this will more than likely help you. Well, if you think about it, well, you're really missing that drug to begin with. So let's just say that, for instance, you had penicillin, okay? And the penicillin actually helped you. Well, does that mean that your body did not have penicillin in it, you know, previously, and that you needed penicillin, you know, 5 months ago in your body? But yet it helped you right now with the situation. Well, the situation is the fact that the mind of the body and your problems that you're dealing with needs to be worked on first, so you won't have this problem existing. So what you're doing is when you take anything into the body that's not spiritual energy, what's happening is it's giving you a short-time fix, and that fix may work 100% for you at that given moment. But then all of a sudden, because the densities are with you and they're masked, and this whatever you happen to take was not spiritual energy to clean yourself out, then you're going to have that reoccurring problem over again. And normally it just keeps building upon itself. And this is why, you know, as you drive by, the graveyard, there's a lot of, headstones out there because people have died because of their illnesses. And they haven't worked on themselves. So this is why the light ship is here once every 2,000 years to help you work on yourself so that you can do the ascension process. And other than that, it's up to you to do the work, to connect with your spirit, and to find out what's wrong with you. And your spirit will tell you. So I hope that helped you out there. I hope that answered the question. So if you do have a situation in your life right now, we'll say a cold, an earache, or just anything, just realize that if you are taking medicine for that or something that's non-spiritual, okay, coming into your body, that may help you out, but your initial problem is the fact that you haven't cleaned out the invisible bodies of judgment that caused the problem to begin with. And this is what the light chip can do. I can do healings with the light chip. The emotional healing takes about an hour to do, and it will change your life in an hour. You know, it's just if you're willing to come forward and not afraid of having a change in your life. And having a change can be scary. A lot of people don't want to change. They're afraid to have a change because then they have to actually reinvent themselves over again. And a lot of people are just rigid, and the mind control is just so prevalent on them that they don't want to change at all. So what we're going to do now is work on an energy here. And we mentioned white light energy. So some of you might be going, uh-oh, what's wrong going to do next here? What we're going to do is bring in the white light energy from the God plane, okay? This is if you want that. It will not be in wholeness. Hopefully, it will be the energy of light that can be presented to you. So we're going to have your spirit be at the doorway for this light. Remember, it was brought there by maybe some divine master. Naturally, it cannot be 100% light because it's not from the light ship. It's from the God plane. And so this may have judgment with it, but your spirit can actually separate out and bring to you what's good about it. If it's not good, it won't come to you. So here we go. I should say that over again. What we'll bring to you is the white light energy that is in wholeness of itself. And what is not in wholeness will not come to you. And remember that this is still going to be missing pieces of the true white light energy because it's infiltrated by the darkness. So you may only get a small percentage of it. So here it comes, and your spirit's going to sample this for you in your heart center. Stay in your heart. And we'll bring in the white light energy, which so many people talk about. So here it comes. And I'll just count to 10 as it comes to you. And you're going to feel it in your heart center. And here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of feel this energy here. And again, I'll put another song on so you can sample. Sit back and relax, and this should not feel any different to you than what you brought into yourself previously. Because the white light is what everybody normally uses, thinking that they're being protected by it, and it's from the God plane. It's never from source energy because they don't bring it down here. Your spirit already has it. Okay, now we're bringing in the energy from the light ship. That's supposed to be what the God plane here is all about here. And so one of the masters may have left the white light here, and here it comes in its true 100% spiritual integrity. So here it comes. One, remember your spirit should be guarding this energy too in your heart center, only allowing pure light to come into you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Go. So, hope that helped everyone here to see the difference on the energies. The energy in the God plane, was there. Some masters go to it continuously, like I said. They reincarnate over and over and over again, and you do too. When your body passes on, all of a sudden you're told that you're going to heaven or hell, or whatever your religious belief is at that time. If you have no belief, that's okay too. You're still there until you get brainwashed again to come back here and get cleansed. Remember, your spirit is no good for any of the extraterrestrials unless it's cleaned out so that they can get mileage out of you. Remember, they want to just suck all the energy out of you and the body that you're in. I don't want to sound too negative, but this is the facts of life here. And this is why you must connect to your spirit so that you know the difference. A lot of people have got information, many books that they've read, and they kind of like follow the leader like being, sheeple. And, you have to really go within to your spirit. It's like somebody giving you rat poison, and they say, well, this is good. Everybody else is taking it. I'll take some myself, and you have some yourself, too. And if you don't connect with your spirit first to find out if it's good or bad, you may be having rat poison. Well, that's true, and also these invisible energies are very, very negative at times. Remember, you are being controlled by extraterrestrials. There's a lot of channeling out there of different types of beings that people are doing now at the end of the 2,000-year cycle to sidetrack you away from the ascension process. It may sound like wonderful information. Remember, it's mind energy, and during the ascension time, there is no more mind energy. That's the darkness. That's when you judge things and get information. Only thing left is the heart energy. This is your spirit energy. This is why the show is devoted to connecting yourself back to yourself over again to your own divinity. This is the only way you're going to know, if it's right or wrong for you. Your mind will never tell you because it's being controlled outside of yourself. What I'll do is a clearing here. I'll take you out of some of the parallel lives here. Like I mentioned on other shows, the parallel lives are the dark side. Lives that are happening to you. They create artificial intelligent bodies on artificial intelligent Earths. It looks like this one here. And whatever happens on those Earths Your spirit goes there, goes into the body, and brings back the energy to you. And this could be your deja vu. It could feel like a past life, so you want to be very careful and get yourself out of parallel lives. You could have thousands of these things. So here we go. We'll take you out of 10 of these. So first one, released from, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and 10. Want to do this whole clearing for people? A lot of people say that their dreams actually stop, and they actually get peaceful rest now because they're not out bringing information back to them continuously. So see how that feels. I'll take you out of 10 of the planetary energies. These are also extraterrestrial. And here we go. These energies cord your body. So the first one, the parallel life, is more, you know, of your spirit doing energy work. And the planet one is cording your physical body. So it's two different areas here. So here we go. First planet released, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and number 10 release. There we go. I'll put some music on and just see how you feel. You may actually sense that you have a change now. You might feel a little more connected to your spirit, again, stay in your heart center. These are all heart-based healings. You're never going to find it in your head. Your head doesn't speak heart language. Again, we'll bring in some peace energy coming through the light beam on your monitor screen. Like Mike on the fast chat said that the second energy, which was the white light, was more genuine. Yeah, that is correct. Yes, it is the true white light energy. And it's not from the God plane, it's from the light ship. So this is the difference here. And your spirit has that energy also. You can request it from your spirit because it has all energies inside of it. So this is what you want to do. And like I say, always be careful. At the ending times here, the last 2,000-year cycle, the dark side is here, and it's full bore self here, and it's trying to get you to have different beliefs, to go outside of yourself, to listen to channelers, etc. And everything that you need is inside of yourself. So don't get stuck and trapped by the dark side, making it look like it's pure good energy for you to partake in. So I guess the show is kind of coming to a close here. Like I said, the next show will be Friday, and we changed to Station 2. and it's 2 hours earlier than our previous shows, about a month ago. So it starts at 6:55 PST, which is 9:55 Eastern. And hope that you're able to come on. And we'll have more experience here, more healings. And you can feel more of the Lightship energies as we do more sample healings for you. Remember, it's up to you to change. It's your consciousness needs to surrender to your heart. And then from there, you know what type of healings that you're going to be needing. And that's the whole process here, is to work toward the ascension process so that you're able to connect with your own divinity and not go outside of yourself. Remember, the God plane energy here is extraterrestrial, and these extraterrestrial energies are not of the light. Unfortunately, if they were of the light, we would not have any wars here. People ask me all the time, this isn't the Galactic Federation going to come here to help us? I go, well, they haven't been here for 50,000 years or more. What makes you think they're going to come now? And so you want to always go within. Remember, they're giving us our problems here. They brought duality to us through religions, etc. Like I said, watch the movie 10,000 BC. It'll be an eye-opener for you. And you can also watch the older movie, which is They Live. It's probably in the 70s, I think. And it shows, you know, weird people there that probably are ones like her walking around the earth today. So anyway, we'll bring in the peace energy now so you can have some peace. And it's coming in again. And this is pure love energy and peace energy coming at the same time. We're bringing the energy of Mother Mary. And here she comes, and she'll be with you for the next half an hour. Just leave the light beam up on your screen. And hope to see you all next Friday. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night.